All right, so we'll go to section 4, number 15, case 2446 regarding Ivory Wildflower DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion. That continuing education is required by board order and per November 20, 2024 vote. May dismiss case and issue a letter of concern. And Mr. Perry is here. Hello.
Hello.
And did we have a lead on this?
No, but I should be I'm recused.
Dr. Thomas, you're recused.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
So last and an item.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. Apologies.
It's fine.
All right. So Dr. Thompson is recused. And did you have anything for us,
sir? I would just note that I have, when we had made the proposal on how to resolve this matter, we had sent some potential model language for an LOC over to the board that was discussed previously in conjunction with the continuing education plan. So I can provide that if it's helpful. Or it should be in your, I think it should be in your materials, but I also have it here. Other than that, I think if the LOC goes through, then Mark and I have already spoken about how we handle the companion Superior Court matter, and we can skip to dismiss that.
The only thing I saw in the CE was the one that didn't include any hours. It only needed one. So I'm assuming it was at least one, but there are those out there that are a half hour. So.
Yeah, I think it took an, I think that was, one was previously approved, and it indicated, I think, the materials that it was an hour. I'm not sure why it didn't generate.
Well, it's not actually a certificate, it's just kind of a nice work thing.
Yeah, I think that may be the reason for it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. So as far as how we proceed with this, the CE, I see no problem.
Okay, if it's, as long as it's acceptable to you, then you would move forward with the letter of concern, and then we'll move forward with the dismissal.
So the letter of concern first?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would make a motion to issue a letter of concern using the language that's in what's presented before us.
Okay,
I don't know if I have.
I don't have
what
that.
I have. Expressing the board's concerns related to 1, her timeliness in providing medical records, 2, not examining the patient prior to pre-medicating the animal, and 3, not monitoring, observing staff while administering pre-medication to patients.
And what I had is, just from my notes that I sent over, was the board will issue an LLC to remind licensee to indicate the pre-medicating provider with specificity, and remind licensee to fulfill record requests as required by the board's regulations and the standard of care. I think, because I think the dispute that got us to Superior Court was us disputing whether or not she was the pre-med clinician or not with the initials. That was our factual dispute. So that's why on the 14th of November we had prepared the LOC that said the concern should be regarding indicating clearly the pre-medicating provider for specificity, and reminding the, and then the, also reminding licensee to fulfill record requests per regulations.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. It's so much. Yeah.
And I can resend that to you. Yeah.
And then, so if we could just kind of rephrase your motion, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay. So I would make a motion to issue a letter concerning using the language, the most recent language we heard from counsel. How's that?
And dismiss the case.
That's part of this motion,
yes.
Or is that a separate
motion? We dismiss and do a letter of concern.
Yes.
Usually it's the same.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Usually the way we
yeah.
do it. But.
Yes?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes,
oh, okay.
Please go ahead.
So, and then I amend that motion to include a dismissal, no violation.
Okay, second. Do we need a roll call?
No.
Okay, all right, roll call.
Okay, can I just ask that we add to that motion, though, that this is subject to the parties dismissing the Superior Court judicial review?
So stipulated.
Okay, of the dismissal of the Superior Court case?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, motion?
Second.
Second, all right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And although it's not in the jurisdiction of this board, Mark and I have already talked, and I'll get a stick prepared for Mark's review in the next day or so to make sure this gets taken care of.
Do we need to make a motion on the continuing education?
Not really, because it's a letter of concern, so it was kind of more of an agreement, right?
Well,
I'm sorry.
The continuing education? Do we have to do anything with the continuing education?
No, you've accepted.
Yeah.
By issuing the letter of concern.
We can leave it.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Okay, are we ready for the next informal?
Okay.